Let's take a look at a biblical insight. Mark 6:31. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Even Jesus modeled rest. If he, in the midst of his ministry, stepped away to be renewed, how much more do we need it? Hey family, welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm Katie Lee, and I'm so grateful you're here with me on this journey of healing, growth, and transformation. In our previous episode, we talked about resilience, how to hold steady when life storms shake us. Today, we're shifting gears to focus on something just as essential, learning to rest and reset. In a culture that often pushes us to keep going, to keep hustling, to keep performing, rest can feel unnatural. But rest isn't a weakness or a luxury. It's a necessity. Whether your challenges look like stress, grief, financial struggles, relationship changes, or simply the demand of everyday life, rest is the gift that allows you to renew your strength and find peace again. Let's go ahead and get an understanding of the importance of rest. You see, rest is more than sleep. It's stepping back, giving your mind and body permission to breathe, and allowing your soul space to reset. When we rest, we recharge, regain clarity, and give ourselves the strength to face what's ahead. Chronic stress and constant busyness, it drains our energy and can affect our physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Rest restores balance. So why is rest so hard? Many of us stay busy as a way of coping with life challenges. We keep moving on so we don't have to stop and feel the weight of what we've been through. But true growth and healing, it happens when we slow down, listen, and give ourselves space to be still. Let's take a look at a biblical insight. Mark 6:31. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Even Jesus modeled rest. If he, in the midst of his ministry, stepped away to be renewed, how much more do we need it? I remember a season where I was running on empty, working, serving, carrying responsibilities, and trying to keep everything together. On the outside, it looked like I was managing, but on the inside, I was drained. I told myself I don't have time to rest. Too many people were depending on me. But eventually, I hit a wall. I wasn't showing up as my best self, and I could feel it. One day, I gave myself permission to just stop. I turned off my phone, made a cup of tea, and sat in complete silence for the first time in weeks. At first, it felt uncomfortable, like I should be doing something. But the longer I sat, the more I felt my shoulders drop, my breathing slow, and my mind clear. That pause didn't fix everything overnight, but it gave me a glimpse of peace I haven't felt in a long time. From that moment, I realized rest wasn't optional. It was the very thing that gave me the strength to keep going. Now, when life feels overwhelming, I remind myself that stillness is not wasted, it's sacred. So let's go ahead and look at 5 practical strategies for rest and reset. 1. Create a daily rest rhythm. Rest isn't accidental, it's intentional. Building a rhythm means carving out small, consistent pauses each day. Now here's an example. Sipping a cup of tea without multitasking. Writing down one reflection in a journal. Spending 5 minutes in silent prayer. Or taking a short walk without your phone. Research shows that even short intentional breaks during the day lower stress hormones and improve focus. It's not the length of the rest, but the consistency that makes the biggest impact. And make this note, a rhythm is different from a routine. It's more about creating flow than strict scheduling. Start just with 10 to 15 minutes and let it become a natural part of your day. 2. Practice mindfulness and stillness. Mindfulness is not about emptying your mind. It's about being present in the moment. Here are some simple practices. Slow breathing exercises, gratitude journaling, or pausing to notice what you see, hear, and feel right now. Here's a practical truth. Studies confirm mindfulness reduces anxiety, lower blood pressure, and help regulate emotions. For people facing challenges, it creates space between reaction and response. So try this. Take 5 slow breaths. With each inhale, say, "God is with me." With each exhale, release tension. This shifts both your body and your spirit into stillness. 3. Establish boundaries. Boundaries aren't walls. They're healthy fences to protect your time, energy, and space. Saying no to what drains you allows you to say yes to what restores you. And here's a truth fact. People who maintain healthy boundaries report lower burnout rates, stronger relationships, and better mental health outcomes. Boundaries also model respect for yourself and for others. So remember, rest isn't selfish, it's stewardship. You're taking care of your life and energy God has entrusted to you. 4. Engage in activities that reset you. Not every reset looks the same. What restores one person may not work for another, and that's okay. Here's some options. Worship music, being outdoors, creative expressions, painting, writing, cooking, or simply joy through laughter and connection. And here's a practical truth. Positive psychology shows that engaging in enjoyable activities boosts dopamines and serotonins, chemicals that increase well-being and resilience. So pay attention to what makes you feel lighter, clearer, and more at peace. That's a clue to what resets your soul. 5. Listen to your body and spirit. Your body often sends signals long before you admit you need rest, lack of focus, or even physical aches. Spiritually, you might feel disconnected, restless, or stuck. Those are signs your soul is craving stillness. Honoring your need for rest keeps you stronger in the long run. So instead of pushing through, pause. Your worth isn't measured by your productivity. It's measured by who you are. Listening to your body and spirit is one of the most loving things you can do for yourself. So, overcomers, we are at the end. Note this, rest is not about quitting. It's about equipping yourself for the journey ahead. Giving yourself permission to pause is one of the most powerful things you can do for your healing, growth, and overall well-being. You are worthy of rest. So this week, I challenge you to carve out at least 10 minutes a day just to rest. It can be silence, prayer, a walk, or simply breathing deeply without distraction. Notice how those moments bring renewal. Next week, we'll dive into strengthening your faith through life trials, how the very challenges we face can deepen our spiritual resilience. I can't wait to share it with you. Now, if this episode encouraged you, share it with someone who needs to hear this reminder and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a review. It helps more overcomers find this community. And follow me on Instagram at ifonlyoneovercomes for more encouragement and prayers. And as always, remember, your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Until the next episode, God bless.